97.1 The Ticket. Saw a story in yesterday's Free Press. They were highlighting one of Southgate's great restaurants, Mally's. They had these unbelievable sized burgers. And they were talking about how the restaurant business in this area, and not, actually it's in the entire country right now, where especially when where you can actually go in to restaurants and eat or eat outside, whatever. A lot of these restaurants are closed, not because of a lack of people wanting to go there, but a lack of people who want to work there. And look, if you have, you know, reasons not to work because you're worried about COVID or whatever, that's fine. That's, I understand that completely.
Right.
But we are in a situation right now because of stimulus checks or whatever, unemployment, people are making more money not working. And that's a flaw in the system somehow to me. Now, I know that's going to end in September, I believe. There has to be a way, and I'm sure, you know, I don't want to get political about it. There has to be a way where people can figure out, you know, how deserving people of unemployment should get it, but people who are not looking for jobs or have offered jobs, you know, maybe should not get it. And maybe I'm just being a little too, you know, I'm reaching here, but when you walk into places and all you see are help wanted signs, and it's not just restaurants, but particularly the restaurant business.
A lot of small businesses.
It's a lot of places.
Yeah, and it's very disconcerting as a customer, as a human being. So wait a second. We have all these people out of work, and yet there are all these jobs available. Now, maybe it's easy for me to say because I have a good paying job, but my work ethic has always been, even when I didn't make a lot of money, that if I didn't work, you know, people always say, well, if you won the lottery, you'd quit, wouldn't you? I'd say, no, I don't think I would, because it gives me something that I care about. It gives me something to do, for a lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand the makeup where you would rather sit on your ass and do nothing as opposed to work.
There are some that...
Now, there are jobs that are, you know, tough jobs, not great situations, where maybe, you know, it's easy for me to sit there and say, you know, talking in a microphone, it's not exactly like being in a kitchen and, you know, doing prep work or working in a, you know, a factory or something like that. I get that. But after a while, if you have the opportunity, now the unemployment numbers, I believe, are coming out today, and they're supposed to be very encouraging.
Good. And so at times, and everybody is in a certain situation at different times for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are simply choosing, I'd rather have a handout, I could go get a job. I actually have a job offer, but I'd rather take the handout. Those are the individuals I have an issue with. Unemployment is there for a reason.
Yes.
To help people through hard times. And it's those that are trying to get jobs, or they're trying to do something, that you want to be able to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's frustrating when you know that there are a number of individuals that are just sitting there saying, you know what, I'd rather take the handout.
It is frustrating, though, I understand, though, to know that you can make more money by not working. That has to somehow change, too, right?
Right. You would think.
Yes.
It just seems logical.
248-539-9797. Randy in Highland, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a small business owner, lawn care, snow removal. And 3 days before we started our cutting season this year, both of my guys called in, or actually they just texted me and said, it's more lucrative to stay at home and collect unemployment than it is to actually come back to work. We're hurting it a big time. I've actually cut my cutting schedule down by about 60% right now, just because I can't get anybody to work.
Now, I don't know if you can do, because I'm reading some of these restaurants, what they're doing is to try to get people back is obviously increase wages, even benefits, gift cards, yeah. all this
signing bonuses.
Signing bonuses. Have you tried that at all?
Not really, just for the fact of, you know, like I said, I was on Indeed and Craigslist and stuff looking. Nobody wants to work. You know, you can't compete with $700 a week unemployment to sit at home.
And Randy, let me ask you this question. Maybe it's something you don't want to share. When you got a text message a couple of days before they were supposed to show up to work, what was your response?
Well, I tried to get a hold of them and, you know, maybe try to counter offer or, you know, try to do something, but I've got zero response back from both of them.
Maybe you're better off without them. Then.
Yes.
If they can't even talk about it with you. Oops, sorry about that. Let's go to Rob in New Baltimore. You're 97.1 The Ticket.
Morning, guys. Just want to say, you know, being in the restaurant industry for 27 years and also a small business owner in downtown New Baltimore, we don't have the situation at our embroidery shop. But in the restaurant industry, when these restaurant owners call these employees back, if they are refusing the right to come back to work, they automatically should be eliminated from unemployment. And because the unemployment is paying this extra money, that's what's killing the industry. They had a job fair yesterday out in Rochester. They had 15 companies come together to offer jobs. They cut the applications short because in 6 hour span they had two people show up for a job.
Oh,
that's disheartening, especially now. Even you think summer jobs too, with kids coming home from college or whatever, they'd be able to get. You know, there are available.
Yeah,
it's everything. We have three small business restaurants in downtown New Baltimore, and they're paying phenomenal wages for these cooks, and they're just staying home. If people don't start calling these employees back and offering them their job, they have the right to refuse their unemployment.
That would be a wonderful system. Now, you have to also make sure that these people are being offered at least a serious, you know, competitive wage to what their unemployment is giving them, make it at least close where there is some incentive. But if you're taking away all the incentive, I mean, Ryan and Wixom, what's up?
Hey, so I operate, I'm director of operations in 25 restaurants in 7 states. And I think what people need to also realize is we've raised what we pay by 20%, or what we're offering to pay by 20% company-wide. And you can't go back on those wages. So when people do start to come back to work, in the next 6 months, what everybody needs to realize is what you pay to go out to restaurants right now will not be the same in 6 months, because restaurants, I mean, it's a tough margin as it is, but as we pay more, so will everybody else.
So, Ryan, let me ask you this question. If you're raising your wages, I understand you're raising them to get people back because you want to stay open, you want to be able to you know, fulfill the service that you've promised to your customers. Is this where the wages should have been, or do you feel like even though when they're raising them that you're overpaying them now?
No, I mean, I don't. That's a tough question, right?
Right.
I'll pay them anything I can pay them, but that cost is going to be pushed on to the people who are going out to eat.
Right.
So the people who are going out to eat, they're the ones who dictate what the wages are. So, you know, you have people already complaining about the price of food at restaurants, but we need to pay more, right? So, I mean, it's no secret that so many restaurants go out of business in the first 5 years. It's tough. So if you don't mind 20% more for a steak, I don't mind paying 20% more to get labor. I mean, it's all different. You know, we're lucky here in Michigan because, you know, we're allowed to pay the tip credit to servers and bartenders. But there are other states like Colorado and Minnesota where we have to pay minimum wage to them. So if in Detroit we're paying $5 an hour to servers and bartenders, I'm paying $14.25 in Minnesota and $13 in Colorado.
So Ryan, it sounds like you guys serve steaks at your restaurant. How do you present your steak? What's the best way you present and cook your steak?
The best way that I do,
yeah.
Like personally, the best way for a restaurant is a la carte, because then you get people to buy the other sides, and then that's how you start to make a little bit more money. You don't make money on the steak; you make money on everything that's bought with it.
Yeah, but I want to know: do you like yours rare, or do you go baseball glove style?
I like my steak. I dip it in soy sauce, put Montreal Lowry's on it, and cook it medium.
All right,
not bad.
Yeah,
but dip it in soy sauce, because that's a little, you know, that, and it caramelizes a little bit on the steak.
All right. On Twitter, SilverPig2009 says, there are definitely some folks gaining the unemployment system, but a whole lot of restaurant workers have been treated like trash, garbage pay, garbage benefits, and now they run the risk of being verbally/physically assaulted by mask holes. Those folks deserve a break. I understand it, but I just think a lot of people would want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the conditions are awful, that's a different story. We'll take more of your phone calls.
Everywhere's not like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You could go somewhere else, right, where jobs are available.
I just think if you have the ability to work and you're collecting unemployment and you're not looking for a job,
right,
it's an ethical argument.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the restaurant business, there are other jobs out there, too.